gonna make my bitch till Friday.
Oh, bitch boy.
And after that, I'm gonna whack him off here regardless.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and we have not started, and I had some Wi-Fi problems before. It doesn't change. I don't know why I try. I really don't. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're probably listening through Facebook because I'm broadcasting through Facebook Live because that's how I do the show. I have not, I've been working on some other ways, but right now Facebook Live is the way we're broadcasting live. But the show is recorded live. That's the first way you can listen to. And the second way you can listen to the show is you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show. That's available through iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever you get your podcasts. So that's the two ways to listen to this show. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start the show the way I always do. I bring you up to speed about what's been going on with myself and you lovely people with a happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past it.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And...
No.
What the fuck? What happens? Jesus Christ. What was... I don't even know what that was. I'm still using iTunes. And I'm using the old version of iTunes, which plays everything. And I have things in a set list, and that's how I play. And that's sometimes when I don't check stuff. Anyway, thank you for being part of the show. And again, I always have the technical issues. But today is May 12th, 2021. And this is what's been going on. This is a big thing. Just happened. We were cyber attacked by apparently, allegedly, a Russian blah, whatever, league, group. And they actually sabotaged, this important thing, they sabotaged a commercial pipeline, apparently, and it caused a gas shortage, apparently. And when asked about it, the government said, well, it's a private thing. What the fuck you mean it's a private thing? It just affected everybody. And I will tell you this. That the U.S., this is how fucked up Americans are. This is how messed up we really are. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission just tweeted this. Please do not fill plastic bags with gas. Because people are so worried we're going to run out of gas, which we're not. They're filling up, you know, like plastic bags with gasoline. Oh, we don't deserve the planet anymore. We don't. We're done.
Bruh.
We're done. Just anyway, I feel better about myself. Me and my wife, we got our second COVID shot. We got it on Saturday. Had a bad day Sunday with little. It's some people. It doesn't affect them at all. My wife and I, it affected us slightly different. She got a little nauseous for the day. I was a little nauseous as well, but we were both super tired and body achy. And the thing is, I don't get sick that often. And I was like, oh, I hate this. I hate feeling bad. And you feel vulnerable. And you're like, God, can somebody just turn it off? Please, can you just stop? But we feel better now. Of course, I'm in good health now. And I've got my two shots. And Massachusetts has dropped the outside mask thing. So you're going to stay 6 feet apart. And in certain places, you still have to wear a mask. You should still wear a mask if you're around other people to make you or them or both feel comfortable. And that's it. I'm not going to quote the whole, it should. I'm just saying, if you feel comfortable wearing the mask, wear the mask. If you don't feel comfortable wearing the mask, don't wear the mask. And that's pretty much it, because the CDC says you don't have to wear a mask anymore. That's what they're saying. I was on the board today. I felt good about it. I didn't do a Facebook Live. I should have, but I didn't do a Facebook Live because sometimes when I'm on the board, I don't get a strong signal, and it ends up going, hey, so what do you want on beat? Nobody can hear me anyway. But the water is 50 degrees. And it's actually, it wasn't bad, but it was windy. Windy. I need a new paddle. I got to do some Google stuff. I got to get a new paddle. And this is big news because this is the last time of broadcasting before, well, not the last time, but it'll be the last show of the month because I won't be back until June 2nd because I'm taking a couple weeks off. My 10-year anniversary is coming up of being married. And all I got to do is make it to May 21st. I beat the over-under. Ha-ha. As far as, you know something, my wife probably had a bet going on too. I don't know. But our 10-year, and it's hard to believe it's been 10 years that I've been married. Not that I doubt that. It's just, it's one of these things that 10 years, it's kind of gone by kind of quick, to be honest with you. You know, and it's wonderful. And we had a great wedding day. We wanted to replicate it. We actually, my wife and I were talking, her dream was to have another party and have everybody who we invited to come back and do another one. But we're still in COVID, so we can't really do that. So we're going to be a low key. And then maybe next year we're going to do like a half anniversary, do 11, you know, super 11, lucky 11 or whatever we're going to call it. And then we're probably going to do something like that, hopefully. But 10 years of being married. Ugh. I wrote some good jokes, I'll tell you. And speaking of 10 years and things like that, I'm going to tell you, I love doing this segment. So much fun. I want to talk about this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you? Huh? Huh? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardlesses, this day in history.
Now, most of the time, the way that I've been doing this is, it's always the same kind of thing. I start out and the day is like, nothing really going on. And then it gets really interesting. And literally over the past bunch of shows, that's what's been happening. Historically, things have been better in the later, I should say, from literally from like the 1750s to today. They get interesting. Like, this is interesting. This will tell you how much we've progressed as humans. And then how much we've digressed. Or digress. I don't even know if that's right. I don't know. But in 1792, 220 plus years, I won't do the math, the toilet that flushes itself at regular intervals is patented. How did we ever get out of caves? It's 200 years that we've had toilets. 1870, Manitoba becomes a province of Canada. So you're welcome, my Canadian friends. like I did anything. I had nothing to do with it in 1870. 1871, this is interesting. Segregated streetcars integrated in Louisville, Kentucky. What? Again, it's how much we've progressed and how much we've kind of regressed. That's the word, regress, not digress. I knew I'd find it eventually. 1898, Louisiana adopts new constitution with grandfather clause designed to eliminate black voters. What? You know, it's like the toilet and then going down it. Now it starts to get a little better. 1908, wireless radio broadcasting is patented by Nathan B. Stubblefield. Radio, irregardless. What is it? But I'd love to know you were talking about toilets right after you're talking about our 10th. It's this day in history, my love. Besides, you may be the only one listening, so it doesn't matter. Well, you're listening now to a live show, but you never know. Let's try this. 1921, National Hospital Day, the first, is observed. 1926, Airship Norg is the first vessel to fly over the North Pole. Now, that is 1926. not even 100 years ago, we didn't have the capability to fly over the, like 100 years ago, we had the ability to fly over the North Pole. Does that not blow your mind? But we had toilets working and black people couldn't vote. Segregated. I don't know. 1928, Mussolini ends the woman's rights in Italy. There's a step backwards. Depending on where you're looking. 1932, the body of the kidnapped son of Charles Lindbergh. Remember the big Lindbergh kidnapping? Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic. His son was kidnapped, and they found his son's body in Hopeville, New Jersey. Now, you may think, wow, that got some press. But there was another equally impressive story, which didn't get any press. Goofy. His original name was Dippy Dog. And Dippy Dog, a.k.a. Goofy, his first appearance in Mickey's Review by Walt Disney, got no play because Charles Lindbergh's kid's body was found. I'm joking. Let it go. It happened like 100 years ago. Relax. And I'm joking because of Goofy, not because of the Lindbergh kid. Let's bring it up a little bit. 1937, George VI was crowned King of England. Now, here's a lot of stuff. I actually did, when I did all the research for this, a lot of things happened today, World War II, and a lot of Civil War stuff, too. It's very, like, on this particular day, a lot of things happened. And Auschwitz, 1,500 Jews were gassed and on today. So let's take that into account for a second. Let's just, that's how much we've gone backwards. Like, it goes forward, goes back, goes forward, goes backwards. And on the same day, a Nazi U-boat sank an American cargo ship at the mouth of the Mississippi River. Like, can you, a U-boat, a German U-boat got that close to the United States. This is during World War II. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Now, I would say this next story kind of brings us forward again, but I don't know. In 1958, Nee Nee Na 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 Noo Noo by Dickie Doo and the Don'ts hits number 40. If you're not familiar with Dickie Doo and the Don'ts, Na Na, no, it's Nee Nee. Nee Nee. It's Nee Nee Na 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 Noo Noo.
Nee Nee Na 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 Noo Noo.
This song hit the top 40. It was. What the. See, I can't tell if we're going backwards or forwards. Not a good day. Not a good day. Nee Nee Na Na No 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 No.
Nee Nee Na 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 No No.
What happened?
Nee Nee Na 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 No No.
Anyway. And again, I don't know if we're, see, these, you have to judge for yourself. These are forward motions or backward motions. On this day in 1959, Liz Taylor's fourth marriage, she married Eddie Fisher. On this date, coincidentally, another marriage, in 1971, Mick Jagger weds Bianca at a Saint-Tropez town hall. So two big marriages today. Again, I don't know. This is definitely forward. This day, 1980. Now think about it. 1980, okay? The first non-stop crossing of the United States via balloon. Via balloon. We've had balloons since the 1780s. And they're fucking balloons. They don't, you can't steer them. It took all that time to figure out how to get across the United States by balloon. And here's the worst part. It was Maxie Anderson and his son. Here's the thing. I've gone fishing with my dad when I was a kid. And after about 3 hours, he's like, I fucking had enough of this. Let's just go home. And that was fine. Can you imagine a balloon ride with your dad? And I don't even know how long it took. I would Google it. Actually, I should Google it right now. Let's see. 11-story. It was 11-story high helium balloon. Maxie Anderson. He reached speed up to 75 miles. This was worth Googling. 75 miles an hour in a fucking balloon. What? With no way to steer it. That's crazy. Let's see. And let's see. It was nearly 4 miles above sea level throughout most of the flight. It's the toughest flight we've ever been on. You think? He was 45 and his son was 23. And they touched down in Grosse Roche, Quebec. His balloon traveled 2,828 miles nonstop in 6 minutes, less than 100 hours. Took him 100 hours. Okay. Let's do the math. 100 hours. It's 24 hours in a day. So roughly it took over 4 days. It's a balloon going 75 miles an hour. There's no bathroom. Where do you keep your food? And see, these are the stories. That's the information I want to know. Not this other shit. Here's the thing. I'm not even done. I'm not even done with the rest of this stuff. It gets even worse. In 1990, the third time in Saturday Night Live's history, they went on a delay. A time delay because Andrew Dice Clay was hosting the show. And as a result, Nora Dunn and Sinead O'Connor boycotted it.
Where's your big comeback now, huh? Tough guy?
Does anybody... when she rips up the... I don't know if that was the time she ripped up the picture of the Pope. I don't know if she was invited back. I don't know what happened. 1993, the final episode, this was a big day, today was a big day in 1993, the final episode of ABC's Wonder Years, CBS's Knots Landing, and NBC's Cheers ended today in 1993. 1997, Susie Maroney, she was 22 years old, of Australia, was the first woman, or the first person, to swim from Cuba to Florida. I don't think she's the first person to do that. I think other people have done it. Anyway, and this will definitely see you that would end of days. In 2012, which was, you know, a very big, that was a scary year for me because I really believed in all this. But apparently, in 2012, there was a missing piece of the Mayan calendar that was discovered that proved that they didn't believe the world is going to end in 2012. That, you know, that's like finding a calendar that goes to September and go, well, Happy New Year, and find out there's 3 more months. Anyway, that's this day in history. So let's try this. I'm going to take a short show. It's only me tonight. It's only me. I'm just going solo tonight. So what? Oh, wait a minute. Where is that? Did I miss one? Oh, I think I missed something. Because on this day in history, White Horse was number 26 on the music charts. Remember this song? This song was the shit. I don't know why it's not here. I'll have to find it while I'm playing. I fucking love this song so much. I did. I love this song. If I just play the riff, I wonder if Facebook will flag it. I don't know. What I'm going to do is stop it and then restart it. I'll play it every 10 seconds while I'm looking for it. Yeah, it was, let's see, Control F. Find White Horse. White Fox. Oh, yes, in 1984.
If you wanna ride.
Here you go.
Don't ride the White Horse.
If I think
you wanna ride.
This song might be.
Don't ride the White Horse.
About cocaine. I'm not sure. It could be.
White Horse.
And again, I can only play it for a couple seconds till Facebook flags me and then I'll go.
Horse.
like that. White horse. Okay, there you go. I still love that song. I really do. But yeah, that song in White Lines was about cocaine, everything. Anyway, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play, let's see, what time is it now? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's night. What? It's that much? Maybe I won't play a game and I'll save it. Yeah, maybe I'll do that. No, you know what to do? I'll play it. I'll play a game. I'll play some. I'm going to play Shut Up! Shut up, just shut up, shut up, shut up. Now, I have not played this game in a little while, and I realized that I have pre-prepped this for a lot of different things. So this is where I play a soundbite of somebody telling somebody else to shut up, and you have to guess the movie. Now, we did have a bunch of people, and then all of a sudden we don't. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play with the people who are listening, whether they're live or whether they're on the podcast. But either way, you play. So what do you win? Nothing. You win bragging rights. You feel better about yourself, because I know the answers, so you're not going to beat me. So here you go. Here's the first one.
Shut the fuck up. Do you know what shut the fuck up means?
That's from the new Pizza Hut commercial. that is a hint, because the guy who does the Pizza Hut commercial does that one.
Shut the fuck up. Do you know what shut the fuck up means?
Here's the funny. He doesn't even say means. He says mean. Listen.
Shut the fuck up. Do you know what shut the fuck up means?
I personally love when somebody misspeaks on purpose, which I like. They drop an S or they say, you know, because I did a play years ago and I misspoke the line. I was supposed to play this gangster and the line was supposed to be, did I hear you correctly? Is the simple line. Did I hear you correctly? I misspoke and I said, did I heard you correctly? It got a huge laugh. And I didn't mean to do it. Like, here's the thing. I didn't even realize I did it when I did it. But that's why it's funny. But that's from Pineapple Express.
Shut the fuck up. Do you know what shut the fuck up mean?
And they told my mother, my mother said, don't say shut up. It's bad. I was like, whatever. So nobody got it right. Did anybody punch it in? Nope. So you all got it wrong.
Shut up. Shut up.
It's just too funny. How about this one?
Are you ready for some world-class vocalization?
Get a partner.
Yo, Brennan, break him up a little.
Who's
satisfied?
Steering the boat?
Yeah. Please shut up.
Please shut up.
I got to tell you, that movie is dumb as shit, but I love watching it because it's so funny. Play it again.
So are you ready for some world-class vocalization?
Get a partner.
Yo, Brennan, break him up.
Who's steering the boat?
Dad, please shut up.
Please shut up!
Fucking love that. That's from Step Brothers. That's like one of my favorite movies of all time. It's so stupid. And I'll tell you what, let's see. I'll do one more, because I love to hear people say shut up.
What is this bullshit? Who's this prick? Some loser gets his head blown off in the Metropolitan.
Shut the fuck!
That's a really hard one. You really have to know the movie to know this one. It's really tough. I'll play it again.
What is this bullshit? Who's this prick? Some loser gets his head blown off in the Metropolitan.
Shut the fuck up!
That's a hard one. You gotta guess it. I'm gonna give it a couple seconds on this one. I know the listeners want to type something, man. You want to play it one more time?
What is this bullshit? Who's this prick? Some loser gets his head blown off in the Metropolitan.
Shut the fuck up!
That's a very obscure shut the fuck up. That's from Wanted. You remember the movie with Angelina Jolie, and I can't remember his name, from the X-Men. He played the new Professor X, James McAvoy. That's it. And this is when he loses his mind, and the person in his office is like, bye, 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 bye. And so finally, he just screams at her, and he loses his mind. So I like that one. But that's our game. Shut up.
Shut the fuck up!
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my first and only break. When I come back from break, I'm going to tell you what I got going on this weekend. You are listening to Radio Regardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
It's the 3-day weekend that officially kicks off the summer season. A time for hanging at the beach, barbecuing, even catching a few laps of the Indy 500.
You ain't first, you're last. You know, don't talk about that phrase, trademark, not to use it as a tradition to Ricky Bobby.
But Memorial Day is also the most solemn American holiday. A day to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice while defending their nation.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
The town of Waterloo, New York, is officially credited with starting the holiday. John A. Logan was the leader of a Union Veteran Association. He spearheaded an effort to unite all the decoration services into one national holiday, designating May 30th as Decoration Day.
James Garner, Larry Fishburne, and Ruby Dee. Decoration Day.
Decoration Day grew. By the end of the century, the holiday was renamed Memorial Day. All across America, veterans and civilians still gather in parades and vigils to remember the generations who gave their lives for their nation's freedom.
Freedom!
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
Hi, this is Kenny Bonison. You're listening to Radio Irregardless, and you should probably turn this off.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and what do I got going on this weekend? This weekend's actually going to be fairly interesting. I have been on the trolley, back on the trolley since my second COVID shot, and I've been doing the tours on the trolley in the afternoons. I'm going to be some in the mornings, and I'm going to do some. So if you're in Salem, come by. I'd love to have you on the trolley, tell you about Salem, take you all around the city. That'd be nice. Tomorrow night, which is Thursday, I am going to be on the non-essential comedy show on Zoom. I don't have details on that, but check my website because I think once I get the details, I can upload it. Friday night, currently, I believe I'm off. I might have something tentative. And then Saturday night, I'll be up in Waterville, Maine, entertaining at the Elks Club up there. The Elks Club in Waterville, Maine. I'm looking forward to it. I've not been to Maine since they shut it down and required people from Massachusetts not to come in. So I'm looking forward to kind of being there again. So it's a short show, and thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. If you want to become part of the show, you can email me at radioirregardless@gmail.com. You can also call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Leave a question or comment. I'd love to hear from you. And I will be back June 2nd for another show. I'm getting a guest. See you soon, guys.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia, and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2021, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Test down one, two, three.